Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? How you doing? It is Monday. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone had a great, great weekend. Got a lot of stuff to get into today. Adrian Peterson. He's going to be signing with your Washington Redskins. He's back. The Yankees, are they just a wild card team? Is it time to start taking the Oakland A's seriously? We're getting close to finding out the fate of Urban Meyer. Roll Tide. I'll let you know why I said that as well. We'll get into all that as the show progresses. Like I said, welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Thanks for hanging out with me here this Monday afternoon. We are brought to you, as usual, by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona, locally on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take care of you with 10% off of any cigar purchase that you get. You can also become a club member. As a club member, you get a humidor, a locker that backs up to a humidor. You never have to worry about sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, and they now serve beer and wine. So get on down there, let them know PLR sent you. Get 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. What's up, everyone? Like I said, it's Monday afternoon. This is PLR. Thank you for hanging with me today. Got those topics that I've saddled up for you. Like I said, should the Yankees just realize they're a wild card team? Adrian Peterson's about to become a Redskin. Like I said, roll. We're getting closer to finding out the fate of Urban Meyer. With all of that, this our call-in number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law line if you would like to call in. You have a caller waiting. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. To whom do I have the privilege of speaking with today?
Hello, Paul. This is Lou. Sorry about the last couple of days, but I had some problems, but I'm good to be back.
Glad to always have you on, my friend. How are you doing?
All right. Better than the Yankees right now, I can tell you that.
They're not going to catch the Red Sox at this point. Is that
am
no, I off
but
base with that?
The injury reports that have been happening lately.
Yes, they cannot get right. It's like one thing after
another. It's not a baseball team; it's a mass unit.
It's slowly becoming that. But you know what? Through it all, I mean, it's still 32 games over 500. You're still finding ways to win, so that's a good thing.
Mhm. Yeah, but still, I mean, you don't want to go in this time of year, you know, your team all banged up and everything.
Well, the good thing is there's 6 weeks left in the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Roughly, yes.
Yeah, so there's still time to get some guys back, and in those 6 weeks, a lot could happen. I mean, the Red Sox sale just went back on the DL for them, and the Astros are all banged up. Seems the Indians are playing playing better baseball right now, but the A's are the team to really, you know, just keep your eye on. So
West Coast, the American League West is something not to be messed with.
It's true. You know what, though? I wonder. Let me ask you a question. So, Robinson Cano, I'm sure he was your guy back when he was with the Yankees.
Yeah.
He gets suspended. And if I'm wrong, correct me. He gets suspended for 75 games for PED use. So now he's back and he can help the Mariners get in the playoffs, but he can't play in the playoffs. Osuna, who the Astros signed, was suspended for 80 games for domestic abuse. He's eligible for the postseason, is he not?
He is. That doesn't make any sense at all. That's true.
That one's kind of backwards, isn't it? Or, I mean, I thought maybe that
one
was
backwards.
Just me. So if you, yeah. So if you cheat, you can come back and play. You just can't play in the playoffs. But if you beat a woman, you could come back and play in the playoffs.
That doesn't make a lot of sense at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's not just me. I thought maybe that was just me with thinking, well, how did MLB screw the pooch on this one? So okay. So I'm not crazy. Well, I won't say all that.
Well, I know about that.
Yeah, maybe I went a little too far. But that it is what it is. But the Yankees, you know what, as long as he's back, you know, I would say mid-September,
yes,
where he can get his stroke back, get his rhythm back, get his groove back, I think that's really the most important thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he won't lose their stride because, you know, with them being out now and injured, it may be kind of tough to, you know, get back in. So let's hope that it doesn't do too many damages.
Well, the good part, though, is I know it sounds crazy, but with all these injuries, they were at least playing the weak part of their schedule. So that helped a lot. I mean, it's a good thing they weren't playing, you know, the better part of their schedule. Otherwise, they really, really would have been in trouble. So, you know, what's the saying? Thank God for small favors. So
right.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at their schedule now. They got Miami. We're actually, I don't know if you remember the Cuban Cowboy Tony Campianco, that covers. So we're actually be covering Yankees Miami down there. So they got Miami for a quick two gamer, and then they go to Baltimore for four games, and then they go beat up on my White Sox for another three, and then they go get to beat up at home. Those White Sox are going to beat up in Yankee Stadium, and then they're going to get to beat up on Detroit at Yankee Stadium before they head west for a set with Oakland. So that's not till September 3rd. So they have some time to get more right than they are now and continuously beat up on the bums of the American League. So that maybe that's a good thing.
I think so, too. The University of Maryland is going to honor their fallen teammate in the home opener.
Yes. Not only are they going to put the decals on their helmet number 79, no one will be able to wear that number until 2021. I believe that's when the young man would have graduated.
In case of that, do you think they should actually wear the number at all anymore?
I'm going to go back to this one. I don't remember the number that he wore, but I'm sure, like, for the first
79.
For the first while, Corey Stringer, who young man that died in Minnesota, was about 15, 16 years ago. I knew they won a couple seasons without that number, but I don't think they're going to retire the number outright. I'm more interested in knowing what they're going to do with the adults. And whenever kids do something, I'm always interested with the adults. And how long do we have to wait until we figure out what they're going to do with this coaching staff? And Lou, this isn't when we were kids where you look at your coach and say you need water and they tell you to man up. I mean, when young guys are telling you they need water. And not only that, but no one thought to take his temperature. No one thought that when he passed out to put ice on his body in that heat. No one thought to do anything. I'm sorry, Lou, on that one. That's as much as that's the trainer's fault or the strength and conditioning coach's fault, that's the head coach's fault.
It is. No, I was just saying that, you know, to respect his memory, do you think they should ever allow anybody to wear the number again?
Yeah, I do. I think they should eventually. For a bunch of reasons. One is college. And they have sometimes 105, 120 people on the roster, and you're going to run out of numbers. And I think that
the decal or the memory or maybe hanging his jersey or some type of jersey honor, I think that would be something that would be fine to do.
Okay, because I was referring back to, whenever, like, an NFL player retires or NBA, they retire the jersey and it's never going to be worn again by anybody. So I just thought, it would bring it that way. But I guess in college they just do it differently.
They do sometimes. You know what?
But on the other hand, I think it's also an honor that you do wear personas because, you're preserving his memory. Like,
yeah,
I know this wasn't my number, but he was part of us. And I'm proud to wear it.
Very true. And also, sometimes what is it called? The Ring of Honor. So they just put the number of the person up. Yeah, up in the stadium. Because, look, I'll tell you this as a Bears fan. I still think it's weird that people wear number 50 for Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
And all they did was put him in a Ring of Honor. So I think
my brother would love that.
Football's a little different. Yeah, football's a little different. Basketball, they do the jersey retirement. Lakers and the Celtics, they got a bunch of them. So it's just different.
Yeah, the Celtics, yeah. Well, let's put it this way. I'd rather be in the Ring of Honor than the Ring of Fire. Oops.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, so it looks like Wednesday they're going to determine the fate of one Urban Meyer. I say that he will be not suspended. He will get censured, and he will be back on the sideline come Friday.
I wish I could agree with you on that, but I don't see it happening. I think that's all that's happened, and he's been through this before. I say they're going to oust him, and he is going to be gone.
You know what? I think if they were going to fire him, he would have been fired. I really do. Because
So you're saying with this delay, that may be a cause that he will not get fired?
I really believe that. Because if you're going to fire him, you're going to move forward. And if you want to move forward, you want to start moving forward. The closer you get to the season is 2 weeks away now. Why are you going to fire him now, 2 weeks? Now you got to get the kids all back. And I know it's not about football per se, wink, wink. It's supposed to be about actions. But that it is about football. And now it's already the 20th. Season starts on the 1st or the 8th or somewhere that first weekend. And now what you're going to do is fire the head coach 2 weeks before that, cause every distraction in the world, and expect 17 to 20-year-olds to all of a sudden get ready. I don't buy it. I think if he was going to be fired, he would have been fired.
So you're saying if it would have happened immediately, if it would have been this action immediately, then he would have got canned.
Yes. If they were going to fire him, he would have been fired. Yep. Now
it makes sense.
Yep.
So mulling it over is like, no. To ask Shakespeare to fire or not to fire, that is the question.
And I go back to, they could, and if they, I'll just say this, if they fire him and you are 100% correct, I will be like a kid on Christmas surprise, because I just don't believe it. I think at worst they may suspend him for a game, at worst, but I believe he's just going to get like the censured, the slap on the wrist, he could have handled it. The infamous, he handled it in what he thought was right, which isn't necessarily the way that we suggested it be handled, yada, yada, yada.
Speaking
moving
of suspended,
forward.
Suspensions, MLB had two suspensions this past week. One got suspended for 6, and I got suspended for a few more. Do you think maybe the suspensions were too lenient, or do you think maybe that should have stayed the way it is or less?
Anytime a starting pitcher gets suspended for 6 days, it's a one-day suspension, and I think it's a joke.
Well, six-game suspension.
Six games, but I'm saying it's a joke because a starting pitcher will miss one start. Anytime if a player does something and they're suspended, a regular everyday position player is suspended for 5 games, that's really 5 games. Because it's 5 actual games of the team. If a pitcher gets suspended for 5 games, he's only going to pitch once, unless it's a reliever, which may pitch more than once. So then I think that is not fair. If you really want to put teeth in making pitchers accountable for what they do, suspend them for 30 games. There's your 6-game suspension.
There you go.
That's a 6-game suspension for them. Because
I get it.
You know, Lou, baseball is such a beautiful sport. I grew up watching baseball. I love baseball. I cover baseball. But baseball is losing the young for some of these dumb things that they do. It's you remember when they used to call the NFL the no fun league when they outlawed
any type of.
Yes,
they do.
Baseball is dumb. A pitcher can strike out someone and he can fist pump himself as he walks off the field and no one says anything. If a hitter hits a home run and he stares at it 1 second too long, he's showing the pitcher up, and you got to beat him the next time he comes up. That's ridiculous.
On that note, I must bid you adieu because the dinner bell just went off, so I'll leave it at that.
All right, my man. I will catch up with you later. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Welcome back.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Friend of the program, Lou, thanks for always thanking for calling in, but it's the stupidest thing ever. Every time in baseball someone does something that someone doesn't like, well, they're not playing the game the right way. That was playing the game the right way. Well, they're not doing that the right way. Someone had to teach them a lesson. Teach them a lesson for what? Did you see him showboating? What did he do? Now, I have no issue with someone getting you off the plate. If you're crawling a plate and they want to pitch you inside and you take one, that's different. A home run and you trot it around the bases. Oh, you're a jerk. You put your head down. You go. You're supposed to be Matt Williams. You put your head down. You race around those bases as fast as you possibly can. But a pitcher can have emotion. Infielders turn a good double play. They can have emotion. They can high-five each other. They can do whatever. But not you as a hitter. Pitchers can shake off 50 pitches. Big deal. You step out the box and make a pitcher wait. Oh, Bush League. You ever notice that in baseball? Every time it does something, someone is like, oh, that's Bush League. And it's losing interest. Pace of play, I understand everybody talks about that. But you don't watch baseball for pace of play. People go into baseball knowing it's not going to be basketball or football. There's no clock. So it's never going to be that. Yeah, you don't need a pitcher doing a parade in between pitches. Get that. You want a Greg Maddux that catches and pitches. I understand that. But at the same time, not everyone is going to do that the same. But that's not what was turning people off. What's turning people off is this, there's no emotion. And anytime there's emotions, that's Bush League or playing it the wrong way. Your audience, listen to me. When your core audience is over 55 years old, that's not always good. Financially, it may be good for now. Madison Avenue. But 55-year-olds and older, Derek, if you're 65 and you love baseball, bless your heart, but you're not going to be watching this 40 years from now. That's not the target audience for 40 years from now. Bryce Harper, he's a punk because he wants to bring fun to the game. Latin players, they don't play the game the right way because they show too much emotion. That's dumb. The idea is to grow the game and grow the game with youth, not grow the game with a bunch of old fogies that can't get out of their own way because someone did something that's Bush League and it pissed them off. Before the week is over, I'm going to get my man Ed Smith to get on if he has an opportunity. He played baseball and football, and I want to talk to him about some of these unspoken rules of baseball. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is P.L. Allen, and I thank you so much for joining me this Monday. Preseason AP poll was released. Shocker everywhere that the number one team in the country football was, wait for it, Alabama. And I shocked absolutely no one. I was reading somewhere a little earlier today, someone, an anonymous coach, for the way he recruits, which is always the best, and then he's a cheater with no proof. For now,
you've probably heard me bang on Alabama from time to time, and I get on them for a whole different reason. I get on them because I think they take a week out of conference schedule every single year, and I think it's absolutely awful. I think their preseason, or rather their pre-conference schedule, should at least play somebody. They should play somebody, and they never do. And then they take that week game every year before they play Auburn, which they may as well just take a bye week. So you hear me about that, but you will never hear me say anything other than Nick Saban is the best coach in college football. He out-recruits you, and once he out-recruits you, he doesn't just rely on the fact that he's got the best class. He develops that class. And those guys end up playing on Sunday. By the end of the season, there is no team that's more prepared than Alabama. There's no team that's more ready to play in bright lights than Alabama. He took a kid that didn't even play last year as a freshman, subbed him in for a quarterback that had won him a national title, and the kid didn't look rattled at all. Because when you play for Saban, you will be prepared at all times. And I think that's a lot of hate. That's a lot of Nick Saban hate. You could dislike somebody, but don't hate on their success when they're good and they're legitimately good. And he is legitimately the best coach in college football. And Alabama is number one and should be number one. And by the end of the year, don't be surprised if Alabama is hoisting that NCAA championship trophy again. Lastly, Adrian Peterson looks like he is going to become a member of the Washington Redskins. I love it. I love so many. I love how everyone knows that, but at the end of the day, we all only know what we know. Adrian Peterson is set to visit the Redskins. Adrian Peterson, he's been set to visit, but he probably won't be signing today. Adrian Peterson will be signing a one-year contract with the Redskins. And the Redskins need all the help they can get at running back. They love their draft pick. Geis, the kid from LSU, who was supposed to be Darius Geis, who was supposed to be the next thing. ACL tear, couldn't do it. His backup, Samaje Perine and Byron Marshall, leg injuries in the second game of their preseason. And honestly, guys, they just – Rob Kelly, just not going to be enough. Chris Thompson. So they're going to bring in AP. We're going to see what he has left. AP, I want to say, is 33. So we'll see what he has left in the tank. If you get him holes, I'm quite sure he can still hit them. But he's 33. But he's not an old 33, remember, because he missed almost an entire season. So he's a whole lot younger. He's 32. Make sure you follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook fan page, Twitter at Cable Cave is always with a K. You get us as well at thesportscave.com, with Cave is always with a K. You get me directly on Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. This has been The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone have a great day.